Why, we kids had to go out and get the broom straw enough to make brooms mm-hmm. to last all winter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did the sweeping with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Well, now, and also like in another kind of housework, a lot of times, it seemed like on Monday, they do, the women would do a particular, in the old days, they tell me they'd always do it on Monday, a particular thing with the clothes. What would they do?
Well, that angle of it, I don't remember too much about it because I was the only boy in the family and I didn't have anything much to do with that.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know much about it. Did they wash them
yeah.
Outside?
Yeah, they had big wash pots. Everybody had to have their pot to boil the clothes in.
Uh-huh.
And they boiled them and washed them by hand.
And then after, what would they do to get the wrinkles out of them after they...
They had smoothing iron.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they ironed them. Fixed them up just as nice as they do now.
Oh, yeah.
And just as good. But now it'd be hard to get folks to do that now. Too much work.
Yeah, that's right. Have to have those machines now, you know, for everything. It seems like... Well, now, you said this was a one story.
Yeah.
Now. Well, what would you, to get from the ground up to the house, did you have to come up?
From the wall.
Oh, yeah. So did you have a, did you have any steps, like from the, no steps at all?
No steps whatever. Some folks now just had a short ladder that they'd sit in, but ours was, we went up from the outside up the logs to the gable end, and then there was a little door we went in up there. That's where we got the walnuts up in the logs.
Oh, yeah. 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 Well, now, people, what did they, when they had a two-story house, you know, they'd have, on the inside, they'd have to get up from the first floor to the second floor. What would they call that?
Well, we call it stair steps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my grandmother, granddaddy and grandmother, they lived in, at that day, a modern house, and the steps went up from the porch on
uh-huh.
the front.
Uh-huh.
We lived there for a year or two. Okay. We all actually just about gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that's what, out front, you call that a porch.
Yeah.
The,
yeah.
Now what, at the back of the house, if you had something like that at the back of the house with a covering over it or something, was that like the shed porch you were telling me that?
Yeah.
Well, some of them, I've seen these houses that have them like up above the door on the second floor.
Well, some of them did, but we didn't have
you
that.
Did they have a special name for those? For that type of a porch?
I don't know what it's called, upstairs porch, I guess. Mm-hmm. And we know it as that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now the part that, up above where you put the walnuts, what'd you call that?
Well, that was the attic.
Uh-huh, yeah. And then to cover over the whole house, you'd...
That was covered with boards,
mm-hmm.
split
mm-hmm.
boards.
And so that's what they made the...
That's what we made the cover out of.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I've split them anyway, haven't I?
And so that would be... So they didn't have the metal type...
No metal whatever.
Like they do.
We split them boards and
then
they had the roofs.
Uh-huh.
I could put on lots of them. Thought I could nail down as many boards as there is anybody, and I guess I could.
Well, now... Sometimes, you know, when the rain would hit the roof, and sometimes, you know, they build little